A generational swing could change the outcome of the 2020 election. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, discusses why.
The 2020 U.S. elections are important for many reasons. Among them, this will be the first in more than 30 years where baby boomers are not the largest generational voting bloc. It is the beginning of the end of the political era for the baby boom generation. Generations drive political change in two stages. Each new generation is socialized in its adolescence to think about the world, including politics, in a unique way. They experience common events such as wars, economic changes, or major cultural landmarks, imprinting their political beliefs for life. As adults in their 30s and 40s, they are in a position to act on those beliefs and begin to remake the world in their own generational image. The baby boomers were no different. Born after World War II and up to about 1960, these 77 million individuals came of age during the Cold and Vietnam Wars. Richard Nixon in Watergate, the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, Neil Armstrong on the moon. They changed American views on sex, marriage, civil rights, women's rights, and gay rights. They were inspired by Rachel Carson and Earth Day to enact environmental legislation. They elected Bill Clinton and George Bush as their own, and as they age, they push for health care reform. For some, the baby boomer era of politics brought needed change. For others, it is good riddance and time for a new generation to take over. With the 2020 election, the political torch passes not to Gen X, the small generation born after them, but to the millennials and Gen Z. They are the most populous and racially ethnic diverse generations in history. How politics will change as a result of them is just beginning to be seen. But there is no question that while the baby boomers had a major political impact, their era is just ending.
That was David Schultz of Hamline University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.